in the same calling wherein he was called. Art thou called being a servant? Care not for it. But if thou mayest be free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord being a servant is the Lord's freeman. Likewise he that is called being free is Christ's servant. Ye are bought with a price. Be ye not the servants of men. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called therein abide with God. This is a kind of a complicated thing. You think, well, Paul, well, it doesn't sound complicated to me. Well, it does to me. Because I see several nuances. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Because in the one sense, he's saying, you know, you could take this in a too much of a wooden literal sense. Let every man abide in the calling wherein he was called. Meaning, whatever you were doing when you got called, don't you stick with that forever and ever and ever. I mean, we're just gonna stick with that. He called you in this. You know, let's say you were a bricklayer, and he called you. You stay being a bricklayer. And I'm using that because just as a quick, easy thing, you'd have to be stuck in the same place. I mean, are you called being a slave? Be a slave forever. But he doesn't say that. He says, but if you may be made free, use it rather. You know, then be free. Again, because God may be, he's calling you. Stay in the calling of God. I mean, he's called you to become a son of God. And if you are called being a servant, again, you render your service not unto a man, but unto the Lord. That's why he says, don't be the servants of men. You're the servant of God, slave or free. Use freedom to serve God. But know this, he that is called being a servant is the Lord's free man. Likewise, he that is called being free is Christ's servant. You understand, you become free. Not as much changes as you might think. Now, let's say you're called, you're a slave. Be content in that. Serve God in that. Now let's say you're made free. Well, you're going to use that. But now, you become the Lord's slave. Whereas before, you were his free man. And so, freedom may not be for you what you expected. And I say that, and I made a little face as I said that. I'm like, well, do I mean that? Well, you know, what I'm saying is, in whether we be free or whether we be bond, whether we be rich or poor, whether we be whatever state we happen to find ourselves in our calling of God, abide. But, you know, knowing this, that in the midst of that, God may call you to something else. You may be called being poor. Right? Abide in poverty wherein you were called. But the Lord may take you out of it. You may be made rich. But what I'm saying is, in those things, be content. In whatever situation we find ourselves, we need to be content and serve God according to the calling we've been given. You know, I mean, nobody's called, and you know, nobody starts off an elder immediately. You're a new believer. Well, now you're an elder. Well, that just doesn't make sense, right? You've got to walk before you can run. And again, he says, let's look back at what he's saying. Are you called being circumcised? The Jews were circumcised. And maybe, and some of the Gentiles early on may have been circumcised because the Jews were commanding it. Let him not become uncircumcised. That sounds kind of weird. You think, well, that's not possible. Some people, I remember years ago on a radio show listening to some guy, and their whole organization's goal was to grow their foreskin back. And whatever it took, whether it be hanging weights, I'm going to start laughing. You know, they would, surgery, I don't think they used surgery very much, but they would have all kinds of little techniques and devices to restore that part of the body. To kind of stretch things out, I guess. And, whatever. Some people, you know, never get over that, you know? I mean, I understand it happened. I mean, I was a baby when it happened. Two of my sons had it happen when they were, like, 5. I just think that's cool because they'll remember it. I know they don't like to be reminded. But, uncircumcision? Are you called not being... Don't become circumcised. You know, are you called being a Jew? You don't have to not be a Jew anymore. You know, again, you call being a Gentile, you don't have to stop being a Gentile. Meaning, according to, again, circumcision is nothing, uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. I don't think this is given in the sense of that's what circumcision is, keeping the commandments of God. Except it be keeping the commandments of God, is the way I think of this, but in that terms. Meaning, there is nothing profitable in circumcision, except that you were keeping the commandment of God. But now, Christ has called us to a greater thing. You know, this is back in the time when this was still a question. These days, it's sort of like, you know, I mean, a lot of people are circumcised, but it was for medical reasons. And now the medical community has moved away from that. So a lot fewer people are getting it. Uncircumcision is nothing except you keep the commandments of God. Well, how do you keep the commandments of God if you're not circumcised? Well, if you're called being uncircumcised, then don't get circumcised. You can keep that commandment. You don't have to become, you know, meaning you can testify to the liberty that is in Christ. It's another way in which we do not follow the old law. You know, calling, it's always in the context, you know, it's in this idea of like Jews and Gentiles, freedom, bond, it's in, you know, the lifestyle type things. Meaning, let's say you get called, now you think you're going to flip your whole life upside down. Like some people might be like, oh, you know, I found Jesus. I'm just going to leave my family and go preach the gospel. Don't do that. You know, are you called being a family man? Don't stop being a family man just because Jesus came along. I'm going to go serve God. You serve God best by first taking, you know, if any man provide not for his own house, he's denied the faith. You've got to provide for those of your own household, your immediate family.